Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill-in-the-Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they now can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Alonzo has 2, Dulcie has 2, Joel has 4.
Oh my goodness, all right. Well, Joel's in first place, that means the other two of you are tied, and for just completely arbitrary reasons, I'm going to pick Alonzo to go first. Here we go, Alonzo. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the U.S. surpassed 200,000 deaths from blank.
COVID or coronavirus?
Yes, on Thursday, nearly 500 national security experts endorsed blank for president.
Biden.
Yes, this week, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security said that blank were the U.S.'s greatest domestic security threat.
White supremacists.
Right. On Monday, a judge ordered the USPS to treat all blank-related mail as priority mail.
Voter-related or mail-in ballots?
Election mail. According to a new memoir, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was once so angry at Mike Bloomberg, he threatened to blank.
Close New Jersey?
No, to sit on Mike Bloomberg. This week, Michael Bloomberg paid the fines for 32,000 felons in blank so they could vote.
Florida.
Right. This week, a man in Wales discovered that for over a year, every time he turned on his TV, he accidentally blanked.
I don't know. Turned out the lights?
He accidentally shorted out the entire town's Wi-Fi. The Welsh town was without internet for 18 months because of this man's vintage TV set. It kept interrupting the Wi-Fi signals. Authorities finally figured it out by using a device to scan for signal disruptors, which seems like a great first or second day solution, not something you try at month 18. The Wi-Fi is now fixed. Unfortunately, no one can log on because the password is in Welsh, so no one can spell it. Bill, how did Alonzo do in our quiz?
He's in good shape. He had 5 right. For 10 more points, he now has 12, and that's the lead.
All right, Dulce, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Wednesday, a GOP-led committee in the Senate said it found no wrongdoing by Joe Biden in his dealings with blank.
Ukraine?
Right. On Tuesday, the House passed a budget compromise, narrowly averting a blank.
Government shutdown.
Right. This week, Johnson & Johnson moved into phase 3 of testing for their blank vaccine.
Coronavirus!
Yes. This week, the Royal Mounted Police in Canada investigated claims of a nude man hiking the blank trail.
Comet?
No, the full frontal trail. That's what it's called. On Tuesday, the CDC recommended that families avoid blank this October. Or blanking.
Trick-or-treating.
Right. This week, we learned the co-founder of Costco, Jim Senegal, threatened the life of the company's new CEO, saying he would kill him if the CEO dared to blank.
Raise membership fees.
No, close though, raised the price of their food court hot dog.
Wow.
People love that $1.50 hot dog and a soda combo from Costco, so much so that when the new CEO suggested raising the price, the store's co-founder replied, "If you raise the price of the hot dogs, I will kill you." Now, he was probably just being hyperbolic, but on the other hand, nobody has seen the CEO in months, and now the hot dogs taste kind of funny. I love the $1.50 Costco hot dog and soda.
But would you pay $2.50 for it, Peter?
No. One of the things that makes it taste so great is it's only $1.50. Yeah. It's
awesome.
Those
are 1975 prices.
Wait, 85, actually. It's been priced that way since then.
I was going to say 85.
You really love those hot dogs.
I really love those hot dogs. Bill, how did Dulce do in our quiz?
Dulce has 4 right, 8 more points. She now has 10. But Alonzo still has the lead with 12.
How many, then, does Joel need to win?
Joel needs 4 to tie, 5 to win.
All right, here we go, Joel. This is for the game.
You got this, Joel. Come on, baby.
On Wednesday, California signed an executive order requiring all cars sold in the state to be blank by 2035.
Carbon neutral.
Yes. On Tuesday, the CIA said that Vladimir Putin was likely behind an operation to denigrate blank before the election.
Joe Biden.
Right. On Thursday, the White House press secretary said that despite what he said on Wednesday, President Trump would accept blank.
Losing the election.
Right. Later on Thursday, President Trump said that he would not accept blank.
Losing the election.
Right. On Tuesday, the Hallmark Channel announced their first Christmas movie featuring a blank couple would air in November.
Gay couple.
Yes, indeed. On Sunday, Schitt's Creek set a record after sweeping the comedy category at the 72nd of Blank Awards.
Emmys come.
Right. This week, a new campaign from Georgia Republican Kelly Loeffler brags that she is more conservative than blank.
Ronald Reagan.
No, more conservative than Attila the Hun.
Oh,
What?
While it's unclear from a policy standpoint why you would compare yourself to the guy who regularly put his enemies' heads on spikes, it might help in debates. Of course, Senator Loeffler is from Georgia, so there's a chance she thought it was Attila the Hun with an O, as in, well, bless Attila's heart. Aside from that whole raping and pillaging thing, he's sweet as pecan pie.
It's always sad to hear Yankee do that.
I know. Bill, did Joel do well enough to win?
Everybody sit down. He had 6 right for 12 more points. Woo! That means with 16, he's this week's champion.
There you go.
Oh, I never win. This feels amazing. I'd like to thank my mom.